And joining me in the KRVS studios are Christy Lichty and Jim Phillips, here to talk about something quite a number of people who live in this area have been waiting for ever since last year. You're here to talk about the steampunk and this year Makers Faire. This is the second annual. It was a huge success last year. You just had no idea what to expect, and people just showed up in droves, dressed to the part and eager to participate in the steampunk festival last year. So for those people, though, who didn't attend, aren't quite sure what that is, tell us what the idea behind the steampunk festival is, and then the makers that you've added this year.
Okay. Steampunk is a literary genre. It was, I think, born in the 1980s. So what it is like taking the late 1800s industrial age and marrying that idea with the future in technology. So it's kind of like Sherlock Holmes meets Doctor Who. Mm-hmm, the look is very Victorian. It can also be Wild Wild West kind of, and Civil War. I would throw that in there. But then there's all these gadgets that they come up with. So it's kind of a little bit like time travel and the way the future would have been without electricity and just gone with steam. So it's really It's fun, and kids love it because especially kids who like anime and they like cosplay. That's costume play, where you dress up and make your own character and then you imagine what your character will do. So it's super creative. So that's the performing arts part of the festival. And we were absolutely surprised last year by how many people came and how far they came to be involved. They came from Baton Rouge and New Orleans and as far away as Texas and other states. So we're hoping for the same thing this year. And as far as I know, there isn't another steampunk festival in the state of Louisiana. We also decided that because steampunkers make their own costume usually, generally, and their own weaponry or whatever it is that they have, the accessories that go along with their character, that the maker movement would also be fabulous to join in to the theme. So the maker movement, for folks who don't know what that is, that started in California, I believe, actually in the town where we moved from, San Mateo.
So you're spreading the word here.
Yeah, and it's for people who like to hack or build or invent or make their own stuff. They need a tool, they make it. So it's highly creative, and it can be anything. So for folks out there who are near a computer, Google Maker or the Make movement. And that's what we're hoping to promote down here in Lafayette because there's so many creative people. I think of this as being sort of a trade show for the inventive and not just performing arts. That's the steampunk part of it, but the science part, which is the maker part. And so we've reached out to the Science Museum and Kevin Krantz has jumped on board. So the maker part of our festival, which will include some manufacturers and demonstration booths and folks with tables so kids can experiment making things.
So the makers part is not stuck in the 19th century.
No, it really isn't.
It's just the idea of making something yourself and that whole idea of when you could make gadgets so easily. And
yeah,
it seemed to be this wildly creative time when people were patenting things and creating things in their garages and backyards.
Yes, automata
so
and
really
stuff like that.
Trying to encourage that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. So the greatest thing, too, is that besides having the Science Museum with us, we've also reached out to the university. And we have two departments at the university that are just in all the way, and that's the Industrial Design Department and the architecture students are going to have displays at the Science Museum and are participating in a Shark Tank type event on Saturday from 4 to 6. There's going to be kids giving their pitch for their idea to investors and people who work in industry who will give them feedback on their idea and whether or not it's viable for business or a company or for the future. So it's a great learning opportunity for students, and I hope that everybody takes up the challenge. This is for UL students, SLCC students. I think they wouldn't turn away a high school student if they came up with a great idea. And come and watch the pitch this year if you don't want to participate necessarily, and then next year be ready to join in. I think that that's...
Get your idea to the market.
Yeah.
Well, and a really great opportunity to observe some of these students in architecture and industrial design whose departments have always encouraged creativity. And
yes.
They come up with some amazing objects. And even though they're in architecture, they create fashion, clothing, and
yeah.
masks. And so they're really encouraged to think outside of the box. And I can only imagine what some of them will be pitching.
They're pretty impressive, these mm-hmm. two departments. And so we're very, very excited to have them included in this year's Steampunk and Makers Fair.
Right. Now, I guess we should tell people the dates. It's this coming Saturday,
yes.
the 9th, and it'll take place downtown.
Right. It's a downtown festival. Mm-hmm. So it will be in Cité des Arts. There will be some performing arts. Airship Isabella from New Orleans is coming, and they're going to be fantastic. Vine Street, of course, will be blocked off, and we're going to have live music out there, some steampunk bands. Including Vagabond Swing from Lafayette. So Roy Durand has been organizing the music for us this year. We're really excited to have him on board. And then Congress Street beside the Science Museum and in the Science Museum, of course. And also at the library. The public library has jumped in as well because, like I said, steampunk is a literary genre. So Amy Wander at the library has a whole list of books that kids can read if they're excited about that genre. And we're hoping that we're having a little bit of a literary contest for kids where they can write their own steampunk story. For example, hey, if you were in an airship, what would your character be like and what would you do and what would it be like to be you? So we're very excited.
And is that a part of the library? If anyone's interested in participating, they should contact the library?
Actually,
about that, or has that been...
if they go to our website, which mm-hmm. is steampunkandmakersfair.org, they can see that some of the literary events will be at CITE, some at the Science Museum, and some at the library.
Okay. So really your website. For any questions people may have as they're listening, they should check that website
out. Check the website. Give me a call if they're really curious for and can't find the information they want, 337-291-1122. So we've got so much going on during the day.
Absolutely. I mean, I would bookmark that website and kind of refer to it periodically because there is so much and you wouldn't want to miss anything. In addition to the Makers Fair, you do have a lot of literary components.
Yes.
You mentioned the children's writing competition,
mm-hmm.
but there's a play that runs during the festival.
Yes.
And there are some other literary events that have been organized by some poets in the area.
Exactly.
And I know we'll be speaking with the playwright later on, but maybe you can tell us just a bit about that play.
Yeah.
It opens on Friday.
It's an original steampunk musical called mm-hmm. The Undertaker and His Wife, written by Travis Guillory, who is local. And many people last year saw him play in Cabaret. He did a fabulous performance. And I've heard the music. He wrote the music and the story for this musical. And it's wonderful. And he's got a great cast and a great set already. And after that, there will be we're calling that Steampunk After Dark. So the festival is free, except for the evening performances. Folks will have to pay a little bit to see. The first is the musical, and after that we'll have Boom Boom Burlesque. The local burlesque troupe is going to do a steampunk performance at 10:30.
Special costumes.
Yeah, yeah, special costumes, and I think music.
Okay, so the play will open actually on Friday, and that
yeah.
will be at Cité.
Yeah.
And then it will run on Saturday evening as well, along with Boom Boom Burlesque.
Exactly, and Sunday there will be a matinee at 2, and it runs for 3 weekends. So if you don't see the musical this Saturday night, let's say it's sold out and you can't mm-hmm. get a ticket, don't worry.
I have a couple more weekends
yes.
to see it as well.
Absolutely.
And in addition to that, you've got some literary readings. Jonathan Pinton and Claire Martin are hosting some events.
They are. Mm-hmm. And we also have storytelling. And our storyteller is sitting right next to me. Mr. Jim Phillips is organizing the storytelling.
Who's wearing yeah. a great top hat. Actually, both of y'all came in wearing great top hats and goggles.
Jim wanted everybody to see
yeah,
us.
Yeah, Jim has a particular opinion.
Being the maker that I am, I figured out how to put these headphones on and keep my hat on.
And keep your hat on.
Right.
I know, we should have a little webcam in here just for scenes like that. Now, it's not just called a storytelling time. It's also called a liar's contest.
Well, those are tall tales.
Tall
stories, mm-hmm. very tall in some cases.
Okay. Are they going to be focused on the steampunk theme or how?
No.
No, okay.
You can win $100 and you can receive one of the amazing stainless steel laser cut, laser etched skeleton key trophies.
Ah, we haven't talked about that one yet. But yeah. Is that the keychain that you were talking about?
Right.
Or is this – oh, right.
Well, there's going to be our
an actual
collectible
trophy.
Keys okay. for everyone, but mm-hmm. our contest winners will win a trophy that's a larger skeleton key. It's,
okay.
They're really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Our logo has been laser cut all the way through on the head. They're just awesome.
Yeah, good collector's item.
And since you all are hoping to have this every year, it definitely will become a collector's item, and
that's
people
right.
will be fiercely competing to see who wins that every year.
Well, starting at 11, mm-hmm. I'm saying this could be pretty easy for some people that I know. You just come in and you tell your little tale within 5 minutes.
Yes.
And I have judges there, and you'll be marked fairly. And the person who has the most points is going to win $100. Now, that's mm-hmm. adults. That's 18 and up. 5 through 17
have their own competition.
Have their own competition, mm-hmm. and they can win $50 in a trophy. And then, of course, the winners will get the bragging rights to be the biggest liar in all the South.
Okay, now are there any restrictions, or is there a structure that you have to follow, or is it just 5 minutes of fabulous fibbing?
Under 5 minutes. If you go over, you might be penalized, unless it is really good.
Okay.
But
mm-hmm.
you'll be penalized. And no notes. It has to be
extemporaneous.
Mm-hmm. But other than that, you just need to convince these judges that your story is true.
Okay, so no particular subject matter, even
That's
though
right.
it's a steampunk fair, it
That's
can
right.
be a fabulous fantabulation.
That's right. We
of,
do say that you have to have clothing on, and because it's a family event, and lawyers and politicians must meet with the judges and get special permission because of professional advantage.
Yeah.
Well, if any of them have questions, they can give you a call about
That's
that.
That's correct.
They can call us at the office.
They may feel discriminated against, Jim.
They might.
Now, what,
get us in trouble.
What Jim Phillips is talking about is the Storytelling and Liars Competition that is a part of the Steampunk and Makers Fair that will be taking place this Saturday. So that element will be at Cité des Arts?
Yes, correct. Ma'am.
Okay. Between 11 and 3:30 is the sign-up and judging.
Okay, so do you need to sign up before 11 o'clock, or is are you doing
starting
rolling?
At 11?
Okay, starting at 11, you can just come and get on the
and then up to 3:30, and then the winners will be announced from the main stage.
All right, so there's two sections, 5 through 17, and then 18 and older.
Right.
That's correct.
Okay, so start thinking up your fabulous tales and enter the competition. You don't need to do it ahead of time. You can just show up
That's
on
right.
Saturday.
Actually, all the competitions are that way.
Mm-hmm.
We
That's
also
right.
have a fashion show oh. competition.
Okay.
Last year we had it. It was wonderful. So folks who want to be in the fashion show should come to the theater at 4. And there will be a judging, and someone will come away with one of the great keys. And the other thing we have is the Louisiana Beard and Facial Hair Association is having beard competitions.
Okay, so you could do costume and beard and
That's
storytelling.
Right. That's right.
Exactly. So for men, you know, there's beard, there's mustache, there's steampunk look, and then there's one for women. And for children.
Okay.
So I think it might cost $5 to be in the competition, but there will be, you know, the great key if you win.
So costume is at 4. What time is the hair competition?
Actually, I believe – I'm off the top of my head, it's earlier.
Okay. 2:30?
I think 2:30 is when we – is the end – that when
right.
we announce who's won.
Right.
So you want to come in a little bit early and – get judged.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you could just spend all day at Cité listening to the fibs and then the hair competition and the costume competition.
Yep.
Either
true.
Just observe or participate.
I got to say, I'm really excited about the women's beard thing. And I want to, you know, join that competition. I'm not sure if it's fair if mm-hmm. I do, but I think I'm going to.
You should.
I'm going to make a beard because well, that's great.
Unless you win like 2 or 3 years in a row, they'll probably let you. It's all
Tell
right.
Tell them about Christine. The opening workshop.
Oh, yeah. The opening workshop at the Science Museum. This is exciting to me.
This is on Saturday as well.
On Saturday is a panel discussion. What is art? What is science?
Mm-hmm.
and how do they influence each other, or where do they intersect? Because obviously they're not the same thing. They're different things. Mm-hmm. And James Edmonds is our moderator, and we have a distinguished panel that will be discussing this for an hour. So I think that that's really interesting. We've also got Jason Ferrate coming from Cox. He is going to be discussing filmmaking. And we have other people giving presentations about what they do, what they make, being a maker. So
beer makers.
Beer maker, filmmaker, toy maker.
So toy makers.
You're embracing all kinds of making here. That's very embracing festival. If you are just tuning in, we're talking about the annual Steampunk and Makers Fair. The Makers Fair has been added this year to the Steampunk Festival, and it all takes place this Saturday, November 9th, in downtown Lafayette. Much of it is centered at Cité des Arts, but also at the Science Museum and the library and just everywhere. I'm sure people will be parading the streets in their costumes.
I hope they explore all of it. And we have a bunch of vendors, so, you know, maybe you don't have steampunk jewelry yet or the steampunk accessories.
And you can't make it yourself or something.
Right. If you need to buy tailcoat or something to, you know, top your outfit off, or you just need ideas, I suggest you come to the festival and
just
really
observe,
explore all the people.
Now, you've mentioned it is a free festival, but one of the ways, as with so many festivals around here, one of the ways that people do help to keep it free, instead of a little pin, you have a key.
We have a skeleton key.
Skeleton key that people can buy.
The idea of a key, you know, steampunkers love gears and goggles and keys. Mm-hmm. That's always a main ingredient for your look. So we're hoping folks will want to collect these things, and they are beautiful. Don Begno has made them for us. He's a local manufacturer. Mm-hmm. And he has all the state-of-the-art equipment. And not only is it a beautiful key with our logo on it and the owl design, which is this year's cool design that Lance LeBlanc over at LCVC made us, it's a bottle opener, too. So it's useful besides being beautiful.
Yeah, so that just fits in with the whole mission of the makers there.
Yeah, buy a key, keep it free.
Can people buy those ahead of time, or do they buy them at the festival?
We'll definitely have them at the festival. There will be merchandise, T-shirts and hats and such, posters for sale at the Science Museum and also at CITE.
And then they can buy them online after the
Afterwards.
Festival.
Afterwards, okay.
Right.
So you should go to the fair in order, the festival and fair, to get your little skeleton key.
To make sure we don't run out.
Right. And Christmas is coming, so if you have a steampunker, a teenager in particular in your life that you need to buy something.
Or a grandmother.
Or a grandmother who happens to be a
steampunker.
Or a maker. then you'll want one of these.
Yeah. Now, the T-shirts and posters have this owl design on it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And like I said, Lance LeBlanc over at LCVC, they have really embraced this festival, and I just can't thank them enough. He has helped brand us and promote, you know, do the artwork, this beautiful artwork.
He really got all of the elements. It's a gorgeous poster. Very, very nice, with lots of gears and facial hair as well.
Yes, exactly.
Top hats as well. He got everything that you described in there. It looks like some things with wheels and maybe even like a telescope or something.
This is the logo, and it will also be on T-shirts and on hats.
On hats as well. Well, something to look forward to. This is the second annual Steampunk and Makers Fair that we're talking about. My guests, Christy Lichty and Jim Phillips with Cité des Arts, and total enthusiasts about so many things in our community. But I know so many are happy that you've put your enthusiasm and energies to this festival. It's unlike anything that we have had here. And it's, again, a free festival, but that skeleton key will be your key into the festival and the key to ensure that it continues through the years. So many elements that we've talked about today. If people weren't busily taking notes, they can go to your website, which again is
it's Steampunk and Makers Fair, all one word, .org, and fair does not have an E on the end of it.
All right. And can they find that link on Cité des Arts website?
Yes.
Okay.
We have all of that information also on the Cité des Arts website.
We have a Facebook page. And what I'm really hoping is that kids who are at the festival will take photographs and
share them.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, and if you like these links, you can certainly share them with others and let them know about it. As you mentioned, people came from afar last year to participate, and you have so much more this year, including two departments here at the university, the Industrial Design Department and the Department School of Architecture and Design is involved as well. So that's going to be a fabulous addition to the festival, to the Makers Fair. What time are is the Shark Tank, the pitches? What time will that take place?
The pitch is from 4 to 6. Mm-hmm. At the Science Museum. Right. And the winner of that will get to go on to the next step, which is in a couple of weeks. I think it's International Innovation Week. For information about that, you can go to the InventureWorks website. That's a downtown organization which helps promote innovation and business in Lafayette. So Pete Prados is great and totally understands what we're trying to do. We want to promote the creativity that's happening here, and we're hoping that students become inspired by creating these new ideas, creating their business here and staying here rather than graduating and moving off.
Well, with your festival, it's one more element that makes this the most fun place to live. So why would they want to go away? And as you mentioned, Ceres High School students could possibly participate in this Shark Tank.
It's called the Academy of Cultural Arts in Opelousas. They have 250 students. And I just walked in and asked if anyone had knew Will Smith's Wild Wild West hip-hop song, and I got a raising ovation. And I said, well, then you know what steampunk is, because that film.
Just dress up as your favorite person in there.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So,
well, you could have a whole contingent there as well.
Yes, high school students are welcome.
Okay. And again, should they want to. Do you have to pre-register for the Shark Tank to present?
Actually, you do.
The Shark Tank, you do. Okay. But for the other contests, the costume, writing, liars contest, facial beard contest, and again, you can make up your beard. You don't have to have facial hair attached
to your face.
No. In fact, children are encouraged to make their own beard.
Oh yes, okay.
And that's why women too get to make their own beard.
And it's like you don't have to have a beard to win a prize.
Okay. All right. Well, now you've gotten a lot of people busily thinking about what they can do. But just a little bit back to the Shark Tank proposals. Where do you register for that? Who do you contact?
You would go to the InventureWorks website to submit. And I'm not sure when the submissions, when the deadline was for that. It might already be passed.
Oh, okay. I think it might
I would encourage.
Unless you talk to Pete.
Okay.
Well, you might be able to wiggle in there.
Okay. I mean, this is being sponsored by them.
Exactly.
Yes.
Okay, not through the festival. So you can check with them and just see if the deadline is passed.
If
it is, set your sights on next year.
Next year, come and watch and learn.
That's right.
And then be really ready for next year.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is the Steampunk and Makers Fair this November 9th, although Friday evening the play The Undertaker and His Wife will open at Cité des Arts.
Yes.
So you can see that then, but it will also be performed Saturday evening, and after that, Boom Boom Burlesque at Cité des Arts. So you just spend all day downtown and just be continually stimulated with all these great ideas and costumes and just
another fabulous weekend in Lafayette.
That's right. Absolutely. And you mentioned that there's going to be lots of music as well. Now, how about food? You didn't really mention food.
Yeah, we have the St. Street Inn will be there and Carpe Diem will be
there. You're not having like a steampunk fantasy food competition or something like that.
Maybe next year.
Okay.
We could do that. And then, of course, downtown there are lots of restaurants that will be open.
I didn't think people would go hungry. I just didn't know if there was a special, theme.
No, but that gives me an idea.
Yeah. Okay, just what you wanted, something else to add to this already amazing juggling of wonderful events.
One of our friends just recently told us that there is a clinical condition called ideaphoria. And we both decided we must have that.
You do. Well, you're attracting a lot of other people and giving them a place to express these ideas. So celebrate your ideaphoria this Saturday, whatever arena your ideas are in, costumes, hair, storytelling, making, you can find it downtown this weekend.
Yep.
This Saturday, the 9th, for more information, Cité des Arts website or the Steampunk and Makers Fair website or their Facebook pages as well. And get a load of these top hats that Jim and Christy are wearing, but I'm sure you'll be joined by many, many others on Saturday.
I hope so.
You can catch us crossing campus real soon.
That's right.
Last year, I was overwhelmed with just so much. It was so fun to see what people wore, and they were so happy and proud to be wearing
so
their
costumes.
So glad
to have an occasion to be wearing those.
Yes.
Definitely. Well, you have the opportunity to wear it this Saturday all day long and take part in the various events that are going on. Again, check it out online, and or you can give them a call at Cité.
Yep.
Thank you both, Christy Lichty and Jim Phillips with Cité des Arts and the second annual Steampunk and Makers Fair coming to you this Saturday the 9th.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.